I'm here speaking with Scott Moreland, president of InCartel Incorporated, a company providing new and innovative technology solutions for the corrections industry. Today we're here to talk about one of InCartel's latest products, CellCast, stated on their website as a revolutionary invention with the potential to positively alter the relationship between inmates and their environment. How are you doing today, Scott?
Doing well.
So now before we begin discussing the product, I just want to ask you a little bit about your company and the background.
InCartel, well, me personally, I've been involved in inmate communication since about 1989, you know, after the payphone market deregulated, and I got involved in inmate phones, and I've been pretty much doing that full force since that time, trying to create new technologies and new things that we can deliver that fall into kind of the communication vein inside of a correctional facility and kind of where it comes from.
This latest product entails displaying content to inmates in correctional facilities. I just want to know, what does content broadcasting and corrections entail exactly, and what type of content is being displayed from a day-to-day basis for inmates?
Well, I think at first it'd probably be more important to kind of describe kind of how the idea kind of came about, right? Working inside of jails for the number of years that we've been working inside of jails, you know, I noticed that there was a need to be able to put relevant content and make it, you know, readily available and consistent inside of a correctional facility so that an inmate could, you know, could be subjected to it in a positive way, so that he would be, you know, up to date on rules, regulations, and different things like that. And so that's kind of where it kind of came from, so that jails could they could satisfy compliance requirements and things of that nature instead of putting papers all over the wall or posters and things like that. So that's how it kind of came about initially. And then it kind of evolved after that. We started looking into it a little bit more deeply in terms of the different types of content that were out there. We knew that there was informational type content, as I said, such as rules, regulations, handbooks, do's and don'ts, scheduling information, things of that nature, that we could make readily available. But then we started taking it a little bit further and saying, okay, well, what other kinds of content could we create that could actually maybe affect the behavior of inmates through messaging, in a sense? And so we did a test with content about, like, broken phones. All right, inmates talk on telephones. Sometimes they get frustrated, and they take their frustration out on the phones, and they break the phones. Well, from a business standpoint, that costs us money. So therefore, we went ahead and we started creating what we call behavioral-based content. And this is nothing more than subjecting them to a message, in a sense. In this particular case, it was a video that, you know, shows a couple of inmates inside of a cell block. One gets mad. He slams it on the phone. The phone breaks, falls off the wall. Money flies up in the air. But then a big message pops up and says, you know, any vandalizing of the telephone will result in a fine. And what we found from that, by putting that type of messaging in, that we were literally controlling the behavior of the inmates, or actually maybe modifying the behavior, but really making them subjected to the consequence of what happens. All right, so after doing that and running it for a period of time, what we discovered is that our ratio of broken phones decreased by about 80%. And that's, you know, from a business standpoint, that's a pretty good thing, because it saves us, you know, it saves money. And so we built off of that, and we started getting into more behavioral-based content, such as how to be a better father, just positive messaging, and really subjecting that messaging out to the inmates through the displays that we put inside of the pods, you know, the common areas that are inside of a jail. And that kind of went down to the four pillars of CellCast: our information, behavior, environmental, and interaction. The environmental pillar came about, which we haven't really got deployed yet. We're actually in the process of, this is one of our goals for 2018, is to leverage sensors that basically capture data in the outside environment inside, will be the environment inside of the jail, basically. And from that, we're able to associate events that occur based on the environmental conditions. An example being, you're measuring a baseline, maybe noise, because noise is something that we're very interested in. And so you're measuring noise over a period of time, and when an event occurs, what are the baseline levels of noise that you have, you know, at the time of that, of that event? All right, well, historically, you'll be able to, you know, look back at those and say, okay, well, if certain decibel levels reach certain metrics, then at that particular point, you'll be able to say, okay, well, it's likelihood that maybe something's going to happen. Kind of like, think of it as an airplane and the black box theory. When an airplane crashes, that's an event that they can look at all the different data that's associated to that event, and then it helps them prevent further crashes, obviously. And so that's where the whole environmental piece comes into it. And interaction is just—it's the ability for us to be able to use these cellcast displays as kind of outward consumption, in a sense, where the inmates are consuming the information that we're putting to them. Like surveys, for instance, we can put a survey, and we can put a notification of a survey, and then we have other devices that are, you know, whether it be a tablet or whether it be a fixed-based device on the wall, where they can actually interact with it and put information in. I mean, it helps with the first thing you said, like I said, information to inform. And keeping the information relevant. That's an important piece of it as well. And making it accessible, you know, because it's all accessible through the, you know, through our cloud, which allows, you know, it's a management tool, you know, so it helps the administration to be able to get their messages out more effectively. It also helps in the areas of compliance, because there's a lot of requirements inside of correctional facilities to be able to address compliance. So it addresses that, and then as well as the behavior aspect of it, and then, you know, coming down the road, the environmental piece and so on and so forth, yes.
How is the cellcast system installed in a correctional facility, and how can the staff manage and control the content being displayed to the inmates?
Well, there's a couple ways that we can do it. You know, in some cases, you know, depending on what the jail wants and what their needs are, they can buy displays from us directly. Typical installations, we usually put our displays up like next to where the television is, or into specific locations that the jail wants. It just, you know, everyone's different. And then we have a system, it's called SitNet, which is a framework that we built that allows us to actually create and manage content for the correctional facility, which that happens a lot of times. They'll just basically send us what content they won't put up, and then we'll rework the content and put it in a way that fits kind of the framework of how we build content. But we also have, with our, you know, with this new SitNet system that's coming out, it will give them the ability to do kind of like a self-service type of content management, to where they can literally go in and build their own screens and create their own screen divisions and you know, upload their content and play their content, you know, as needed.
So what has been the feedback so far from facilities who are using this product? What have the results been for them?
Well, ironically, it's been extremely positive. I mean, it's almost like one of those things where you didn't know you needed it until you had it. And that's been one of the challenges that we've had is really going out and trying to, you know, kind of educate them on what needs to be done, you know, or the value that it can bring to the table. And, you know, and just the clutter aspect of it is huge. Clutter, relevancy, things of that nature, they play a very, very big role in that. Pretty much every client that, you know, that we've signed up in the last year, because that's really how long we've been really pushing the product, everyone's extremely happy. And, you know, and it addresses a lot of needs that you don't even realize that you need until you have it.
Now, I read on your website that the cellcast system is at times offered at a discounted price for administrators looking into implementing this product possibly. What kind of discounted prices do you offer?
Well, pricing kind of varies. We have our standard retail pricing when we do arm's length transactions, but in lieu of the fact that we're in other lines of business, such as inmate telephones and video visitation and things of that nature, if something is bundled, you know, like if someone signs a contract for an inmate phone system with us and we put that in, then generally we can throw cellcast in for free. It varies on each one of them. And so, but it's kind of a value add to some of the other products that we have. If it's a straight up purchase, you know, obviously volume discounts matter, and we'll address, you know, we'll provide those, you know, as needed. And we're actually working on a new pricing model. It's going to be more, I guess, SaaS oriented, you know, software as a service, and to see how that fits into this into the government services side of things. So.
All right. Well, and finally, how do you believe this will help inmates in looking to reenter society?
Well, I think a lot of it goes down to the behavioral aspect of it, right? Well, I think information, relevant information being displayed on a continual basis, I think is good. You know, long term, looking at what I see the benefits of cellcast being is basically, it's kind of like bringing the outside in, all right? And I think a lot of that doesn't happen in correctional facilities these days. I mean, every jail is different. Every jail is going to have different types of parameters, different types of security levels and things of that nature. But I think the more that you can bring, because it has to be controlled, obviously, but the more you can bring that kind of information back in, especially the informational stuff and the consistency of which you can deliver that information, I think it's huge because, you know, you don't want people just sitting around watching television all day. You know, I mean, you want to be able to engage the mind. And that's one of the things that I feel strongly about, that I think if you can take someone who's in a very unfortunate situation, but you can subject them to positive stimulus on a consistent basis, and I think that there's nothing but positive things that can come from it. It's kind of like driving down the road and you see the little speedometer sign. You know, we're conditioned that when we see those things and it's measuring our speed, we inherently slow down. Well, that same principle can apply inside of a prison if you subject them to the right types of content. And so, you know, we work with a multitude of different types of agencies and retired sheriffs and law enforcement officials to give us input. I mean, but, you know, we don't claim to be experts at it. And so it's a broad range game. And we really feel like that this can make a difference, even if it's a little difference. If it affects one inmate, I still think it's a good thing.
Well, it sounds like a very fascinating and even very necessary product.
Well, I honestly believe that in the next 5 years, every jail is going to either be required to have this type of information distribution system. And I think that the content aspect of it is really where it's all at. When we can really start learning, I liken a lot of it to marketing, like marketing you see on the internet, and how we're just bombarded with marketing and everything that we do, whether it's, you know, on our computers or on our televisions or any of that type of stuff. I just think that you can mold that messaging in a way to where you can drive an outcome that can be positive in nature. And that's where I think that CellCast really is where the big benefit will come from CellCast. You know, it's like anything, you know, you got to try it and you got to see how it works.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate it.